From KFC Radio and Barstool Sports, it's Jireel, one made-up story told by Ryan Lochte. I'm Kevin Clancy. For the last week, I've spent every working day trying to figure out where an idiot American swimmer was one night in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Or, if you want to get technical about it, and apparently I do, where an idiot American swimmer and his three moronic friends were one night in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. This search sometimes feels undignified on my part. I've had to think about these swimmers' sex lives, where, how often, with whom. I've thought about their drug habits, their relationships with their parents, and I'm not even a detective or a private investigator. I'm not even a crime reporter. But yeah, every day this week, I've tried to figure out the alibi of a 32-year-old man-child who swims for a living. Before I get into why I've been doing this, I just want to point out something that I never really thought about before I started working on this story. And that is, it's really hard to account for your time. In a detailed way, I mean. Where were you last Saturday night? At the bar? How'd you get there? Drive? Walk? Uber? How many drinks did you have? Did you do some South American blow? How many hookers were you trying to fuck? One? Two? Are you sure? Did you talk to any locals in the favela? Did you talk to any police officers? Were they actual police officers? Who'd you talk to the entire day? Name every person you talked to. It's hard. So I asked a friend to try to account for his time one night as an experiment. His name's John. He accidentally stole a dog the other night. Let's see how much he can remember.
So, John, tell me where you were the night of Tuesday.
I was at a bar, I think.
A bar, no. Huh?
Well, I was a couple different places. I was at the beach, and then I went to Cliffs. I jumped off Cliffs, and I went to dinner.
Where'd you go to dinner? What was the name of the dinner?
The dinner was at the Black Pearl.
Are you sure? You seem a little not convinced there.
Well, I had a couple beverages there, Dan.
How many would you say you had?
That's not a fair question. That's like asking your wife how many people she's had sex with. You don't do that. I had a lot of drinks, Kevin. Let's call it that.
What kind of drinks were they? How alcoholic were they? Do you know the alcoholic content of each drink you had?
Yes, they were all super high.
So it's safe to say you were very intoxicated that night.
That's a way to put it, yeah.
Would you say that you were not in control of your faculties?
Certainly not. Most certainly not. I'll tell you what, though. My faculties were taking a hell of a... They were taking control of themselves, and they were doing a great job. I was dancing like a maniac. I looked fantastic out there, I'm sure.
Where were you dancing?
I was dancing at a bar called Newport Blues Cafe.
For how long were you there? You don't know, do you?
Until they told me I had to leave.
So, long story short, you were a few places, not really sure when you were where. Too many drinks to really know exactly what you were doing. And then you stumble upon what appears to be a stray dog to you?
The dog stumbled upon me.
Are you sure about that? Was the dog intoxicated? Can you tell me how many drinks the dog had?
No.
Interesting. So, you find this dog, and you take this dog. Why would you not think that dog belonged to someone?
In retrospect, that was very silly of me.
So it's safe to say that your behavior in that moment was rash and illogical. But yet at the same time, John, you can't even really remember what your behavior was now, can you?
I remember it was dancing and dog thievery.
And then you wake up in the morning with a dog in your apartment and really no recollection of how it got there or why you have it. True or false?
True. I had no recollection, too. So I had a dog and a boner and no recollection. I do remember the boner. I remember the boner vividly. It was a good boner.
Not that easy, is it? And that's just a regular guy, a blogger. A nobody. Now imagine you're an Olympian that's also a functioning retard that craves attention so desperately there's a chance you'd be so stupid you might actually concoct a lie about being robbed at the Olympics just to stay in the news. Imagine you're so stupid that you say your watch was stolen and then wear that same exact watch in public mere days later. Imagine that dummy was able to convince three friends to go along with that story. And somehow, imagine you were dumb enough to think the phrase "gia" was worth trademarking. Because that's the situation in the story I'm working on. And yet, everyone knows there's two sides to every story. And on the other side of this tale is the Brazilian police in the city of Rio. A police force that openly told Olympic visitors they would be unsafe. A police force that blatantly said, "We will be unable to protect you because nobody is paying us," operating in a city that had human body parts washing ashore. Airports with giant signs saying, "Welcome to hell," for anyone arriving in the country. Maybe this isn't as obvious as it seems. Maybe things aren't as they appear to be. On August 14th, 2016, Ryan Lochte reported that he was robbed at gunpoint by what appeared to be the Brazilian police. Ryan is currently back in the U.S. avoiding Brazilian authorities, but I was able to track him down via telephone.
Hello?
Hey, Ryan, what's up? This is KFC from Barstool Sports. Before we start, I just want to say your new icy blue hair of yours, it's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Also, that time a couple years ago when your mom said you didn't have time for a girlfriend because you only had time for one-night stands, that was pretty fucking sweet, dude.
Gia!
Okay, so let's get down to it. Explain what happened that night.
I was with a couple of friends. We were coming back from the friend's house, and we got pulled over in our taxi, and these guys came out with a badge, a police badge. No lights, no nothing, just a police badge. They pulled us over, they pulled out their guns, and they told the other swimmers to get down on the ground. They got down on the ground. I refused. I was like, "We didn't do anything wrong, so I'm not getting down on the ground." And then the guy pulled out his gun, he cocked it, put it to my forehead, and said, "Get down." And I was like, I put my hands up, I was like, "Whatever." He took our money, he took my wallet.
So, it sounds to me like all your buddies were a bunch of pussies, and only Ryan Lochte was willing to stand up to the corrupt police of Brazil.
Yeah, boy!
Okay, and so before we wrap up, I just want to clear up three things. A, this story definitely wasn't fabricated, right? Two, they definitely stole your watch. And D, you definitely weren't smacked on blow looking to pay for sex and were probably so blacked out you can't remember any of the details of that night, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just a trusting guy. Maybe I'm just an American, but I believe him.
I believe him, yo. I don't know why, but I do.
I mean, who am I supposed to believe? The IOC? They aren't exactly the most trustworthy source. The authorities of Brazil? Yeah, right. But that doesn't mean there aren't fishy circumstances surrounding Lochte and his teammates. I called up a friend of mine. He's reliable, a trusted source. I called up Matt Lauer.
Hey, Matt, everyone thinks that Lochte is kind of a lying sack of shit. Are you finding any inconsistencies in his story?
I don't think the story has changed all that much. There are a couple of details that have changed, but the basics of the story...
Matt, are you fucking kidding me? Like, none of his story has held up at all. What about the fact that he changed the story with the gun?
Now, when he talked to Billy Bush, you'll remember, on Sunday, he said that's when the guy took the gun, put it to his forehead, and cocked it. When he talked to me tonight, he said that's when the guy pointed the gun in my direction and cocked it. And I pointedly said to him, "You had said before it was placed on your forehead and cocked." He said, "No, that's not exactly what happened." And I think he feels it was more of a traumatic mischaracterization. I think people listening at home might feel that was embellishment at the time, but that's up to people to decide.
All right, talk to me about the security footage of Lochte coming back to the Olympic Village.
The judge says they were joking and very casual. He says, "We weren't joking. If anything, we were in shock. I just had a gun pointed at me. That had never happened before."
Did you tell him that people are skeptical of his story?
I asked him pointedly. Yeah. I said, there are skeptics who think this story was concocted to hide some kind of other embarrassing behavior, something you didn't want people to know about. Were you with someone you shouldn't be with? He was adamant about that. Huh. He said, "No, that didn't happen. We wouldn't make this story up. We were victims, and we're lucky and happy to be safe."
It wasn't just Matt Lauer that seemed to believe Lochte on some level. Billy Bush did as well.
Hey, Billy, tell me why you think this Lochte story is true.
Well, I will tell you this. It's interesting to me. Ryan Lochte is, I spoke to about 4 hours after he got into Olympic Village, or 5 hours. You know, they've been out all night long. He's not the kind that can weave a brilliant tale.
Right.
You know, when he hasn't been out all night long, pardon me. But so the fact that he told this story so mellifluously makes me think, well, he could not have invented the whole thing.
Hmm. Mellifluously. Interesting. A word that I don't even think I know what it means. In fact, it's a word I definitely don't know what it means. I've never even heard that word. Ryan Lochte most certainly has never heard that word. Is Ryan Lochte too stupid to lie? Is he too dumb to pull this off? I had to go right back to the source himself.
Ryan, I need you to help me out here. I want to believe you. I do. But it kind of looks like you fled the country because you knew you were lying and left your teammates out to dry to be apprehended in Brazil. That looks a little fishy, no? There's also this story that you and your buddies were so shit-faced at a gas station that you smashed a toilet. There's no way that happened, right? Yeah. Ryan, are you too stupid to concoct a lie of this magnitude?
Yeah, boy.
So if Ryan Lochte is too stupid to carry out this lie, who could carry it out for him? The true strength of any lie is the people telling it. And in Ryan Lochte's case, he had Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz by his side. Jack, Gunnar, and Lochte, the three musketeers, as thick as thieves. Running around the streets of Rio, the three best friends anyone could have, pissing all over Brazilian gas station bathrooms, breaking doors, throwing out bribes. And you know what? They were this close to pulling it all off.
After Ryan Lochte's Olympic teammates Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz were pulled off their plane and questioned, they confirmed what Brazilian police already suspected, that the robbery never really happened. Authorities also have evidence the Olympic swimmer fabricated his story about being held at gunpoint. Why? Well, because there is video of them trashing a gas station bathroom.
Now when you're talking about vandalism and things of that nature, you know, it's a little bit more serious, but still, in the grand scheme of things, you know, they still would not be able to extradite Ryan Lochte and bring him home to, or bring him back to Brazil, I'm sorry, to have that done. There's a list of crimes that you have to commit. I don't believe vandalism is one of them. And beyond that, you would need the approval of the State Department, the Justice Department, and a U.S. federal judge to bring him back here. So that's not going to happen. I think at the end of the day, really, they just want to prove that these Americans were not telling the truth. I would think there'd be some sort of a fine, and we would probably just move on from there and be nothing more than a major public embarrassment.
So you ask yourself, when exactly did Lochte's lie fall apart? When exactly did he become entangled in his own web of lies? The answer, of course, is when Ryan Lochte decided to abandon his comrades in Brazil. Lochte felt the heat. He felt the heat of the Brazilian authorities. He felt the heat of the IOC. And so he left Jack and Gunnar high and dry. He fled back to the United States right into Mama Lochte's arms. As far as Jack and Gunnar, well, they were pulled off their planes, detained by authorities, and had their passports confiscated. Now, to fully understand the loyalties and ultimately disloyalties between these three men, you need to understand the stupidity. To comprehend the anatomy of a snitch, you need to comprehend just how idiotic these men were. Now, Ryan Lochte is the dumbest person on the planet Earth. And anyone who agrees to go along with the Ryan Lochte lie, well, they're the second dumbest people on the planet Earth. But nobody, and I mean nobody, is dumb enough to be arrested by Brazilian police and create an international incident to protect Ryan Lochte. Nobody is willing to risk being locked up abroad simply because a gas station bathroom in Brazil was damaged. The only person dumb enough to do all that? Well, that's Ryan Lochte. Swimmer, liar, international man of mystery, mentally handicapped, all of the above. So as the dust settles and the truth comes out, I leave you with one word, one piece of gibberish that all at once means absolutely nothing, but absolutely everything. One word that sums up the entire saga of Ryan Lochte breaking a bathroom door and lying about it on a global scale.
Cheer! Cheer! Cheer, cheer, cheer! Cheer! Cheer!
Cheer!
The laziest hour of your day. It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
You listen to KFC Radio.